Blog Talk Radio.
All right, that is The Thrill Is Gone. Of course, the legendary B.B. King. Of course, you know he just passed. He just joined us. Greg Speaks Live. Our call-in number is area code 347-855-8935. And, of course, today I have a very special guest. Our topic, allow me to introduce that, is Don't Hate the Players, Learn the Game. How do you change the mentality of kids who line up for days to buy expensive sneakers? Of course, I've never really been one of those kind of kids. Of course, we all want to have nice things, and I've seen people do it. I've read stories of people getting shot. That is a challenge that author Pam Sam and, of course, myself, Gregory D. Anderson, Jr., your host, will discuss during this particular episode of Greg Speaks Live. And, of course, a little bit about Pam. Pam Sam is a native Houstonian. She has a BBA marketing University of Houston. She has spent many years in marketing sales departments of Fortune 500 companies, as well as several years as a real estate entrepreneur in Houston. Presently, she is executive vice president of My Econ. Of course, I'm letting her explain that. When I think My Econ, I'm thinking My Economy. I don't know. She'll explain that. Pam Sam also states that her goal, my goal, and focus is to create a system to promote family financial literacy, home meetings in Houston. What I do complements absolutely everything that a person does to make money. And, of course, we're going to find all this out about attitudes, about money. What is your attitude about money? Pam, welcome to Greg Speaks Live. How are you?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, Greg.
Okay, great. And, of course, this title here is very, very interesting. Welcome to Greg Speaks Live. You have Don't Hate the Players, Learn the Game. Now, usually I hear I've heard the title, hey, don't hate the players, just hate the game. Because, you know, they say that the players change, but the game stays the same practically. The players kind of rotate in and out. How did you come up with this title for your book?
Well, there's a lot of big players in our lives, and it's a game. It is a game, and in our own life, we don't know, and we don't have good cards to play. So we need to not hate the players, but learn their game and how to avoid their game and how to win in our own life. Like there's players when you rent a house, someone is getting money from you to rent a house. Well, you shouldn't be renting forever. You need
That's
to
right.
get your credit straight and then buy your house, and that way you can your living expenses can stay the same. Even though it's not an income producing asset, it is an asset, because just this last summer rent went up $200 to $300 a month. And it's just so far people can go because their salaries can't keep up with these jumps in prices. So that's the game, where people are capitalizing on you. So you need to know the game so that they can't capitalize on you.
Right, right. Now, as far as, you know, of course, they said that learning the game, do you find that people are as receptive? What are some of these attitudes that you're speaking of in terms of the attitudes that people, when people talk about money, some people are afraid to touch that subject of money, especially even in death. You know, they don't even want to talk about, hey, how am I going to put my loved one away? In the event of death, what's going to happen? You know, well, I have all my ducks in a row. And, of course, they're busy fighting over the money. But how important and how key is attitude as it relates to the money?
Well, first thing I want people to do is not beat themselves up, and don't beat other black people up because they are illiterate on the game. When you really think about it, who taught you the game? Who taught you the rules? Who taught you how to overcome? It wasn't taught in your home, and it wasn't taught in school, so you learn it out on the streets, and generally you've been victimized, and then hopefully the next time you won't be victimized. But a limited access to knowledge and education is what keep you being a victim.
Right. Now, that kind of brings it into what makes My Econ. It mentions here, of course, as I was introducing you, we talked about you being the executive vice president of My Econ. What is My Econ? I'm thinking economy, but explain that. What is My Econ?
That is exactly what it is. It's My Economy. We have a lot of gurus and financial advisors that tell you, well, for you to retire, you're going to need to save $2,000 a month. And people look at them like, are you crazy? I can barely survive off what I'm doing now. I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. If anything happens in 2-3 months, I am in the streets. So that is not a solution. But what has happened with My Econ, it is an absolute genius strategy. It's a cash flow strategy on utilizing the laws that are on the books to increase your cash flow so that you can pay off your debt and you can save for the future. And then we teach you how to invest and get double digits. Guess where the banks are going? You're going to go too. You're not going to get 1 and 2. You're going to get 16, 17, 25% interest on your money. That's what we do.
Right. Do you find that the economy is kind of set up to where, even with our educational system, it's kind of has taught us to trade dollars for hours? You know, you work a whole hour to make $15 or $20 or $10 an hour. It's not that. I do understand that some people are trying to understand business a little bit more. Some people have levels of fear, you know, stepping out. But why is it that our system seems to that's what we're taught? We're taught, hey, you do time for money.
Right, because we're not educated on leverage, income, and how to create it. They do it, the capitalists do it, but we were not trained at all on how to do it. And when we do say, well, I'm going to have my own business, we still are only doing our own time, like a hairdresser, a barber, even a doctor. If something happens to you, your income suffers. So in our community, we need to get back on the right side of the cash flow quadrant that Robert Kiyosaki says, on having big businesses and investing, income producing assets. That's not mentioned in our houses, our households, but that's what we need for when we decide we're not going to work. We got to have some money coming in. And Social Security is not going to do it.
No, it's definitely not going to do it. Because I'm seeing a lot of people that are in retirement, they seem to be forced to, like, pick up another job, go back into working or doing something different just to make ends meet. Because the disability, as we know, the Social Security, it's not paying a lot, you know, at all. And, you know, people are just kind of like they're supplementing their income some kind of way. And it just seems like we should be spending more of our golden years just living life and enjoying life. And I had this conversation not too long ago, but I find myself having this conversation. I noticed that when I'm talking to us, and I love us, I love all diverse cultures,
mm-hmm.
but one thing I notice is that when we have conversations with us, I say, hey, man, what's going on? What you getting ready to do? Hey, man, on my way to work. Okay, well, then you talk to them again. What's going on? Hey, man, leaving work. Yeah, just, hey, it's either leaving work. Everything is always tight. I mean, on the grind, trying to get this money, man. Trying to get this money. It's like the conversations with our culture seems to be about, hey, man, just trying to get that money, man. Hey, on my way to work, leaving work. Then you talk with other cultures, hey, what's going on? You know, some of my white counterparts, hey, how's everything going? Oh, yeah, well, me and Kate going up the coast. Yeah, I'm going to go up, doing a little camping and that type of thing, skiing. I mean, it's always about doing some living. We're going to do a picnic. We're going to spend some time with the kids, swimming and that type of thing. It's like living type things. It's not like they're doing anything that's tied to their job. That's what I find. It's always tied. You know, what we do is tied to our work. Why is that?
We're trying to beat inflation. Inflation is something that a job is not made to keep up with inflation. Just like gasoline 10 years ago was less than $2 a gallon. Now it's knocking on $4 a gallon, where your income doesn't increase by 4 or 5 times. So they end up getting a second job or working overtime. I've even seen people buy houses depending upon their overtime pay. And then when they cut back on the overtime, then the house go into foreclosure. So it's no one has showed us how to do income producing assets, stocks, capital gains. Those are income money managers. And you don't have to be rich to do it. That's what my econ is bringing to people and letting them realize, yeah, don't have to be rich to do this. Anybody making $10 an hour can be financially set in this country and can be a millionaire, too, by the time it comes to retire. It's not what you make, it's what you do with it. It's money management. Just like you hear the football players and basketball players after they've been retired or something for 5 or 6 years, they're broke.
Absolutely.
It's because they don't have money management skills because it wasn't taught in the home and they're not teaching it at school. And it's just setting you up for failure for them to capitalize on you. And we don't Also, we don't know how to transfer wealth because we hadn't acquired any wealth for the next generation. My mother-in-law's boss, she was a maid for 50 years to some millionaires in River Oaks. And when they passed, the house that they left worth over, $8-9 million, just the land only. Trust funds are set up for the kids. Now, the kids, they hate each other, don't talk or anything, but the estate planning of dividing it up is already done, and that gives them a springboard. Think about it. We really don't have a springboard because we've been giving away our wealth back to the government, and that's what my econ brings to our attention. The our jobs, our W-4s, we're not taking advantage of that money. We're paying taxes. And then all these big refunds that we're getting, if you get a $3,000 refund, that means that you have let the U.S. government have $5,000 of your money for a whole year using it, making money. Yeah, on the front end, right. Making money right. off of it, and you get some of it back when there are laws on the books to make it to where you can keep all that money. If you know the laws, if you know the game, learn the game, you can become a master player in your own life.
You don't hate the players, learn the game. Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Greg Speaks Live. My special guest is author Pam Sam. And, of course, again, that's the title, Don't Hate the Players, Learn the Game. Our call-in number, you can be a guest, is 347-855-8935. I repeat, that's 347-855-8935. I do see a caller on the line, but we do have to go to a little break here. And this is What Makes My Econ an Extra Digit Different. Again, What Makes My Econ an Extra Digit Different. We're going to take this break, and we'll be right back with my special guest, Pam Sam, right here on Greg Speaks Live.
Now, when you say the tax advantage of a home-based business, some people think that means, well, you see, you just get in the business and you don't do anything so you can lose some money and get some tax write-offs. The more you make, the more you write-offs. Okay? Now, that first example, you could be a little small network marketer, what most people would call struggling along, $5,000 a year, $400 a month, and get rich. That's what we teach people in our community. So you don't have to be this person that's making $50,000 a month, $40,000 a month, $20,000 a month to become wealthy in business or networking, because it's not the money that you make that's going to make you wealthy anyway. It's what you do with the money. Money management is the key to wealth, not just working, making money. But what has to happen is you have to have an environment where people can, number one, get the information, the education they need to be able to do that. And number two, it's comfortable, and it's in fashion to be smart, not just motivated. Because, see, in some environments, unless you're talking about making $50,000 a month or $100,000 a month or $80,000 a month, or then, you know, it's just not fashionable, right? If you look at the networking industry, huge industry, lots of money, okay? But it's a mathematical fact that 95%+ of everybody getting network marketing, they're not going to make more than $5,000 a year. I mean, it's just mathematical. You need X number of customers and X number of distributors to make that much money. It's just math, okay? So, but there are going to be some people that's going to make $1 million or $10 million a year. But if you're a business person, you're trying to go with the masses, not the one exclusive person. It's like, there's nothing in our company that's built for Brian. Brian gonna make a lot of money no matter what Brian did, right? He can market. He's just a natural, okay? But we target the mainstream person, okay? Well, that person can make more money through tax savings and through taking that money, investing their money or eliminating debt and then investing the money, then they can make selling a product or recruiting people, because selling a product and recruiting people is not their best talent. Does that make sense?
Right.
Because some people don't even like sales of any kind. So I figured out a way to help somebody who is not a great salesperson and who is not a great networker become a millionaire. And there's no networking strategy. There's no sales talk that's going to change some people into this super salesperson. But everybody and anybody can do the strategy, can't you? Everybody and anybody can do a money strategy. But anybody and everybody can't sell. And so it's just really moving networking to the next generation. You know, it's like everything evolves in this world. But networking hasn't evolved much in the last 25 or 30 years. Well, I've been in it for 34, almost 35 years in a month or two, all my adult life. And so I've seen it from the beginning to the end. Okay? So, and that's why people in our business are unrecruitable, because what are you going to tell them? You're going to give them better than a 500% return? You know, it just doesn't work that way, does it? So that's why. So hopefully that's the kind of answer that we had talked about, you know. And that's what we work on our business. And we have people in our company that are millionaires today who have never made $1,000 in a month in commissions in our business. Not ever. You know what I'm talking about? Who don't say that? Why? It's true.
They millionaires, they ain't never made $1,000 a month.
They never made $1,000 in a month because they can't sell. Even with $1 million in their investment account, they can't sell.
Exactly. And it still worked out for them.
Right. And it still worked out because what they can do, get those taxes, not got that debt, get that check every month, stick it in the bank because they're conservative. Don't bother me. Just let me keep doing that.
Right.
Just keep putting it in there. And the money makes them wealthy. And if you look at the millionaires in the world, I promise you 95% of them have that personality versus the sales and marketing personality.
All right. Welcome back to Greg Speaks Live. That was What Makes My Econ an Extra Digit Different. My special guest is Pam Sam, who's on the line. Pam, that was pretty interesting. What's your take on what we just heard?
That is the main reason why I am in my econ, is because we are different. A lot of network marketing companies, first thing they do is they show you a picture of somebody making $10,000 a month, they're making $20,000 a month, and you can too. But it's
right.
Not true. 95% of the people cannot, because it's numbers and it's product sold and you got to work. But with my econ, with cash flow strategies and using the tax money that we're going to reclaim from your own economy, pay down that debt, pay off bills, and start investing in the right places, then you can have financial security. And that's why I'm here, because it touches more people's lives than lying to them and they got garages full of coffee and this and that. So it's something that can be done with anybody. I'm not going to knock coffee or whatever if that's what they enjoy doing, but they got to realize it's not what you make, it's what you do with it.
Right. Yeah, don't knock coffee now, because I've had some of that coffee now. Coffee's pretty good. But yeah, I understand what you're
yeah.
I understand exactly what you're saying. But, yeah, there's several, like, I've run into several network marketing companies or the companies that they always will tell you, hey, how would you like to increase your, you know, would you like to get an extra income? The approaches
right.
a lot of times, many times, are very, very similar. And I just kind of
right.
find that it's very important to just, it's not about, you know, saying that, hey, how about increasing your income? I mean, I think you got to approach some people differently. And find out what's going to work for them, and then not insult them if they decide, hey, that's just something I'm not choosing to do. But I think, yeah, with my econ, this sounds very, very interesting as far as financial literacy. What is your take on financial literacy? I know we're like 5 minutes and something left in the show. Time went by so quickly. The number again, 347-855-8935. I did have a caller on the line. Looked like they dropped off. And, of course, obviously, I have a couple folks are going to ask a couple questions here in just a second, but we're going to go ahead and have you just kind of talk about the financial literacy with the home meetings. Did you say that's a vision that you have?
Yes. My vision in Houston is to have that where you invite 2-3 of your friends and we show them what's happening and we show them the laws that are on the books where you can utilize your own tax money with a home-based business and take off lifestyle deductions. This is something so totally new to a lot of people and utilize that money to get out of debt and to set up their future. That's what we need. When I do talk to people, the first thing they think, oh, this is network marketing. They want money, and I'm not going to be paying no money every month and not doing it. Where with us, even before we get started, I will show you how to readjust that W-4. I have one associate that previously he had lost his house because he was in an automobile accident and was laid up for 6 months in the hospital, lost his house. And he came to me, and I was helping with credit registration, and I got him into this. We revisited his W-4, and he's getting $1,000 more a month, $1,000 more a month. And his wife is getting $500 more. That would have been enough to save their house if they knew about my econ and knew about the laws that are on the books right now to be able to help themselves. That's what my econ, we give the education away for our free.
So now how do a person wanted to get involved with my econ, how would they get started?
Well, first I want them to call me so I can give them some website and some videos. My number 713-731-9675. That's 713-731-9675. Give me a call and I can show them how, because with the IRS and with the government, there's two things that you need to take all these deductions. You have to attempt to do business and you have to keep accurate records. And we do it fantastically at MyEcon. Been doing it for over 10 years and made a whole bunch of millionaires. And the first thing I asked him was, why haven't I heard of this before? Too good for me not to have heard of it. And that's what I want to bring to Houston. And the home meetings where your friends and family can hear it. They can decide whether they want to join MyEcon, but whatever they're going to do, they have to stop giving away all that money.
Stop giving away all that money. I understand that.
Yeah.
All right, if you're just tuning in, looks like we do got some callers on the line. Don't hate the players, learn the game. Of course, ahead and take, it looks like area code 281-704. You're on live with Greg Smith Live and Pam Sam. What's your question or comment?
Oh, I'm just listening to the show and enjoying the show.
Okay.
I don't have a comment.
Okay, no comment? Okay. Well, we'll let you continue listening to the show, and we'll go ahead and mute you here. All right. All right, well, that person didn't have a question, obviously, but what we wanted to do is definitely keep you guys, just press one. I see several of you guys on the line, and some people, obviously, they get on the line, they don't necessarily want to ask a question, but we have some people here. Joining me right now, what's your name?
Danielle
is joining me here live. We have, of course, Pam Sam is an author. She said one of the mindsets with kids, they'll stand in long, long lines waiting. You know, even they'll wait a whole day. Am I right, Pam? On a pair of sneakers. And so basically, that mind frame. What would you say about that kind of mind frame of a person that?
Well, it's an uneducated mind frame, and it has to start in nurturing in the home of realizing what money is. Money is making money for somebody all the time. If you had $5,000 in 1980 and put it in Yahoo stock, it would be worth millions. So all of that money, you want to buy the shoe, let's go buy some stock in that shoe company, and then it will appreciate in value. And we even have programs so we can show them, okay, you invest something, and it is at 16%, 20% interest. What is it going to do? What kind of money? What are you giving away? Really, you're giving away more than $200. You're giving away what that $200 can earn you over the next 30 years or your lifetime. That's what you're giving away.
Okay, look, we're going to go ahead and go to another question because we're pretty much ending the stream. Don't hate the players, learn the game. Looks like we have a call from area code 832-434. You're on live with Greg Speaks. What's your question or comment? Your question or comment? Go ahead. You're on live with Greg Speaks and Pam Tam. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Greg.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. What's your question or comment? Of course, we're talking about don't hate the players, learn the game. We're dealing with, of course, financial literacy. Yeah, did you have a question or comment regarding this?
I just want to say I've enjoyed listening to the show. Thank you so much for bringing this topic on air, and just wanted to let you know that I really enjoyed listening.
Okay, well, definitely. Pam Sam definitely is my special guest. Of course, Pam's number is area code 713-731-9675 if you want some extra money. Of course, you want to grow your income, you want to get into business and those type of things. She has a wealth of information. Pam, again, is at 713-731-9675. And so, again,
if they're on Facebook, they can find me on Facebook too, Pam Sam.
Okay, and you can also find her on Facebook at Pam Sam. All right, well, looks like we're rocking and rolling there. Definitely appreciate the questions and the comments. Let's see, it looks like we have a question or comment? Okay. All right, look like folks are a little nervous to jump on the questions and comments. But, Pam, I definitely appreciated having you as a guest. I think it's important that we learn about this. But I definitely want you to kind of touch on that one more time in terms of this whole sneaker business. What is your take on that?
It's all about knowing the value of money, of what that money is doing. The real value of it, that $200 is worth it, $200,000. It could be worth millions. So invest it right. We have cash flow strategy programs where people can plan out, okay, I want to live on such and such amount. This is what I have to do. We have to get our children thinking in that term and then even have money for them to where if you put up $1,000 in a certain instrument when they're born and put a little in, then by the time they're 18, they're worth $200,000-$300,000. Do you think someone worth $200,000-$300,000 is going to go and rob somebody or do this? No, they're not. So it's strategies and whole mentalities that we're going to be working with people. We're going to help you make it to where you can not only survive, you can thrive in this system. Black America has $1.1 trillion.
Wow, we got that kind of money.
$1.1 trillion.
$1 trillion. Wow, that's quite a good money.
More than countries. So with my econ, we are learning how to keep that money in our own pocket, our own economy, to where we're doing good. So when we get 100,000, 200,000 people that's worth over $1 million, and we need to invest in this and invest in that, then we can do that. We can start up companies. But first you got to save yourself, and then we work from there.
All right. Well, let's definitely try to do that. Again, hey, I want to thank you definitely, Pam Sam, for joining us. I want to go ahead and close out with The Thrill Is Gone by B.B. King. Of course, we know B.B. King just passed away. One of the great legends, of course. And at some point, I think my next show, I'm going to dedicate that entire show possibly to B.B. King. I got to work on it because I want that to be a nice tribute to him. And definitely want to thank you for joining us. Those of you who tuned in, you'll get a chance to hear this on the archive. Pam Sam, you can reach her at 713-731-9675. She is definitely, no doubt, heavy in this business of the vice president of My Econ. And listen to this show again. You'll be able to do that. All 30 minutes. Here's B.B. King. The Thrill Is Gone right here on Greg Speaks Live.
Thank you.